You're listening to the Victorian Country Hour on ABC Radio Victoria.
Have you got a bank branch left in your town? And if you don't, how do you go about doing your banking? Those are some of the questions the Regional Banking Task Force is asking as it prepares to report back to the federal government. The task force was established in October in response to the decline of banking services in rural areas. Its co-chair, Senator Perrin Davey, says it's heard all sorts of concerns from people in country towns who've been left without banks.
We're hearing a lot from the older demographic, people who feel like they're being left behind, that their needs are not being considered. And it's not just about the discomfort with having to go online, but it's also, you know, that face-to-face contact, that feeling like someone has their back, someone has their interests at heart, that they got from going into the bank. We're also hearing a lot from small businesses who have nowhere to bank their takings. They're feeling that the costs are being transitioned because there's extra cost to doing other banking services. And there's also concern about the loss of economic activity. I was in Mildura for a public forum last week, and I heard from a guy who said, who lived in Redcliffs, and he said, I can do everything I need to do from my day-to-day life in Redcliffs. I can buy my groceries, I can get my coffee, I can get my hardware supplies, but now I can't do my banking. So now I have to go to Mildura to do my banking, and while I'm in Mildura to make the trip worthwhile, I do other stuff, and that's money leaving Redcliffs. So that is a major concern that really strikes home for me. I live regionally. I know the importance of keeping dollars in local towns. And if just by the action of shutting one service in a town is taking all those extra dollars out, then, you know, we've really got to have a look at what we're doing.
So that's what the task force is hearing, lots of issues there, but what can it actually do about it?
Well, I mean, what we're really focused on, and the good thing about this task force is we've got the banks at the table. So this is not people sitting around a table going, well, banks, you've got to do this, and then having the bank sort of look at us and go, well, you don't know what you're talking about, and completely ignore us. The banks are at the table. What we want to do is get a consensus of how we can keep some of these services in town, how we can keep servicing communities to ensure they've still got access to cash, and they've got access to the advice that bank branches also provide. Now, it might not be a traditional branch model. I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all because all communities are so different, but there's definitely a range of ideas that are coming forward both from the community and also from the task force members themselves.
You said the banks are at the table, part of the task force, including those big four banks, but do they really care what community members have to say? Because I've been at meetings where there's been proposed closures and people have essentially begged these banks not to leave their communities, and yet they, pretty much without exception, they have left. So do they really care?
Well, what they do care about is keeping their customers, because if they lose their customers, they lose the income that customer generates. So they do care about providing a service. And what they don't want to do is be pushing people to a different provider.
But on that point about worrying about losing customers, I have heard stories where people, farmers particularly, large clients of banks, they've said, if you leave our community, we'll change banks. The banks left, or they've changed banks, the banks left, and then not much longer after, the bank that they've changed to also shuts up shop. So is there really a threat there if there's nothing left?
And I have heard the same story, you know, people transfer their cash to the last branch standing only to save themselves maybe by 12 months and then that branch goes. And this is the issue. So we've got to look at that traditional model of every single bank brand having a separate branch in a town. That model is gone and it won't be returning. But maybe, are there regulatory impediments to having a shared service hub so that people can go in, they can get supported in their online banking by a physical person, or there is somewhere where they can go to get cash? That is the sort of thing that could be a solution into the future so that people have the service.
The finance sector union has been pretty vocal in arguing that this task force has been established too late, and that it's too little too late. These branches that have closed, they're not coming back. So is that the case? Has the government moved too late on this?
If you wanted us to start when banks first started shutting branches in regional areas, we would have had to have had this task force set up about 50 years ago. This has been an ongoing problem. It's been accelerating as people are moving to online banking, and it's certainly been exacerbated by COVID. I agree. Where branches have closed, unlikely that they're going to reopen. But where there are still branches, there is still hope that we'll keep them there.
Senator, the task force has received hundreds of submissions. As you've said, you've met with people face to face. I suppose you're now approaching the point of preparing a report for the Treasurer. What are you going to recommend?
We're analysing. We've got over 400 submissions. We're having that analysed at the moment. There are key themes that are coming up. The issue of cost transfer. So where small businesses are now putting the bill for cash in transit, those sorts of issues are being considered. So we'll analyse all of those submissions and those themes, and we'll put together some recommendations. The first step is to draft them and then go back to the task force members, because what we really want to do is to present the Treasurer with a consensus agreement. These are recommendations that are already agreed to by the bank, by Bank at Post, by local government, by the business community, that we believe can be implemented, because that gives us the biggest chance of success.